So a little background on myself. Like in the nice intro episode, I work a pretty well-paying 9-to-5. Currently in Houston, going to move soon to Louisiana. And for the past 3 years, I've been kind of working from job to job with a company before I moved here. So as the journey that's taken me on has been something of a surprise. Is like when I was in college and kind of going through the typical like engineering, like I'm good at math and science type path, it wasn't the proper or the expected path that most of my classmates went on. Like a lot of my classmates pretty much went to Houston, and that's where they've stayed. Whereas I've traveled and moved about 6-7 times within the past 3 years. And honestly, I wouldn't trade it. I think doing that and putting myself in a situation where like I was doing jobs that required me to think on my feet, that required me to interact with people, guided me on this path to self-awareness that skills are in what I'm doing right now, which is project management. Those skills are applicable not just in a like industry standpoint, but from a life standpoint, because we only have a finite amount of time, and in order to maximize our impact, however big or small, requires delegating. It requires balancing priorities. And the sooner that people learn that, and the way that I learned that, I think it's for the better. It's a way of focusing on what matters versus trying to put everything on yourself and causing that undue stress and even just the side effects of it being like say depression or anxiety or whatever you want to name it. So like that's a big factor of what like I've learned over the past 3 years and still am continuing to learn, like managing myself and in turn managing others. Another thing that kind of made me unique in terms of my experience was being able to like be in a field situation versus from like basically at one desk to another, and like a school to an office. Able to wear jeans and long sleeve shirts every day. I was able to learn about things that not many typical like quote unquote engineers get to learn, which is how stuff is actually built. Oh, I've equated myself more to a construction worker, or at least someone that got to watch the construction happen in front of their eyes, versus kind of working abstractly with drawings or equations. And for me, it helped with just kind of visualizing, whenever I did move to an office, visualizing how things actually worked, the physical side of things, and how things are actually done versus how we plan on them being done. There's a disconnect in not just like engineering and construction, but say just like data analysis and like the application of it to a sport, to social media, to like whatever you like want to insert. I think that's, or I believe that that's part of the reason why we have translators of the data and of the work being done more and more. because there needs to be someone who knows both sides of the equation and is able to funnel it and redistribute it in a way that the people that need the information can understand. Another observation, another learning from my experience just working is like the value and importance of trade skills. Being able to have some type of a skill that adds value. I was trained in welding within my first year of working, and it was a humbling experience to say the least. I think everyone should learn some sort of trade skill, in part because of my experience and in part because of the value that this skill adds to me, whether it's in a career capacity or whether it's in a personal capacity. I can already see the application versus with what I want to do, with being able to build my own things, build my own equipment, be a bit creative in how I apply it, and helping not just myself but others. It forces you to work outside the original box you were given. It requires you to like step back and think about things for more than 10 seconds versus trying to haphazardly put things together. And so that's a big part of the reason why I believe everyone should learn a trade skill like I did. And if you have to take a course or learn on your own, like it's really up to you. I do believe, going back to the first part of this post here, is that giving yourself room and permission to fail is the best way to be able to expedite the learning process, to be able to learn faster and your growth in developing a certain skill. And that's kind of a brief history of my work, just so you get a little bit of background of where I'm coming from, what kind of, in effect, it influenced me to like kind of share this story. Hopefully within the next couple posts I can kind of go over like who or what has like inspired or influenced me, who I like follow, that have like made an impact and resonated with me over the years.